This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, broken heart syndrome, also called stress-related cardiomyopathy, it's not about affairs of the heart, but rather heart dysfunction brought on by some form of emotional or physiological stress. A study from the Cleveland Clinic suggests the COVID-19 pandemic can contribute to this problem. Dr. Cammie Banks, a cardiologist with Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Allen, talked with me about why researchers undertook the study.
They basically were looking at what is happening with acute coronary syndrome during the pandemic, and how did that compare to time periods before the pandemic. We have found in observational studies all around the world that people are under, or at least perceiving, much more stress during the coronavirus pandemic. And so since we know that there's a relationship between high levels of stress and stress-induced cardiomyopathy, they wanted to figure out if the stress of being in a pandemic was related to more stress-induced cardiomyopathy. They took 2,000 people and evaluated what constituted acute coronary syndrome and what proportion of their acute coronary syndromes were related to stress-induced cardiomyopathy.
And the outcome of the study was what?
During the coronavirus pandemic, there were 4 to 5 times higher rates of stress-induced cardiomyopathy compared to before the pandemic. They also found that those people that had stress-induced cardiomyopathy stayed in the hospital longer than those people who had stress-induced cardiomyopathy in the pre-coronavirus pandemic. And what it really says to us is that although these people did not have coronavirus-induced myocarditis or other things that were directly related to the coronavirus itself, the stress of the pandemic is enough to be leading to higher levels of stress-induced cardiomyopathy during this time.
So what should we take from this? If we're not careful, this whole thing can sort of cause us to become sick?
The coronavirus is an issue. It does cause an acute respiratory syndrome. It has other non-respiratory outcomes. But we also cannot forget that just the stress of being in a pandemic in and of itself is a separate issue that we need to take seriously.
Fear of illness, what things related to the economy, to our emotions,
absolutely,
society.
Absolutely. We have seen in our country as well as other countries, job loss, higher rates of depression, higher rates of suicidality, higher rates of domestic violence, you know, stress in our kids, all of these things. And the coronavirus has led to a situation where we have kind of upended our lifestyles, and we have been secluded, and we have extraordinary stress. And we may not be dealing with that stress as well as we could be. Anytime that happens, then you can be at higher risk for things like stress-induced cardiomyopathy.
You know, in this pandemic, people with broken heart syndrome might first think of getting a COVID-19 test. Is that really the first thing you should do?
When you have any symptom that is concerning to you, the best thing to do is to be evaluated by a medical professional who will then decide about whether or not this warrants a COVID-19 test or whether or not this warrants a cardiovascular evaluation.
That said, how do you treat broken heart syndrome?
We have to remove the stressor, whatever the stressor is, and protect the heart, usually with medications that are known to be helpful in remodeling the heart.
How do you prevent broken heart syndrome?
We should all look at things that we can do to help with our emotional and our physical well-being. For example, if you were one to engage in regular physical activity before the pandemic and now after the pandemic, all of the gyms are closed and all of your regular activities have been disbanded, we still have to figure out how to keep that balance in our lives so that we are protecting our hearts in multiple ways. We do have to remember that stress is important, mental health is important, and giving our body what it needs is important. So although we cannot completely prevent broken heart syndrome, we can do things to help to cope with our current situation that we find ourselves in with the COVID pandemic.
Dr. Banks, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.